This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Tony Gorman. A major union is accusing the JBS plant in Greeley of exploiting non-English speaking employees. CPR's Haley May has more.
They were promised a lot, and when they come to Greeley, it was way different. Some of them say that it was worse than the life they had back in Haiti.
Dahir Omar is a representative for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. He and another union rep translated for three Haitian workers who fear retaliation and requested anonymity. They say they each paid hundreds of dollars to a JBS HR employee for what he said was transportation and application fees. Union President Kim Cordova says the workers had no choice but to pay.
Workers were reporting that if they didn't want to pay these fees, that they were being threatened.
The union is asking JBS to make changes that result in better treatment and safer working conditions. JBS confirmed the HR employee still works for the company, but said it has not found evidence of wrongdoing. Haley May, CPR News.
The small western slope town of Fruta is welcoming autumn with a celebration this weekend. The Fruta Fall Festival has run for more than a century. This morning is the 5K race and later a parade with local music, vendor booths, and a beer garden on both days. Your forecast for the Front Range, sunny with a high near 88 degrees, light and variable winds becoming southeast from 5 to 9 miles per hour this afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 16 miles per hour. This is CPR News and KRCC.